The following is a Japa talk given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on April 23rd, 2017, in Pune, India.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rupa Goswami confirms that in this mantra there are unlimited oceans of nectar. He also points out how in the beginning we don't always experience it like that. In fact, we don't at all experience it like that in the beginning. This is described in the Nectar of Instruction. Syat Krishna nama charitari sutapya vidya pitto patatha rasa nacha narochikanu kint vadara nanunidam kalu saiva jushta Swami Kramad Bhavati Kalamula Hantri. The holy name, character, and pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna are transcendentally sweet, just like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya cannot taste anything sweet, it is simply wonderful that by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish will awaken within the tongue, and his disease will gradually be destroyed at the root. So this is our program. Right now, sometimes we don't even feel like chanting. We do it because it's our duty. Well, I've taken the vow, so I will do it. But that regulated chanting and the order of the spiritual master, if you stick to it and you avoid illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling, if you stick to this process, then you're going to have a wonderful gradual awakening. It doesn't happen instantaneously, although it could. Just like Katvanga Maharaj, he immediately became liberated. You know that story, Katvanga Maharaj. Very powerful Kshatriya. He was so powerful that the demigods, when they were attacked by the demons in the heavenly planets, they couldn't fight off the demons, but Katvanga Maharaj, an earthly king, was able to come to the heavenly planets and fight off the demons. It took many, many, many years, but finally he was successful, and they were so pleased with Katvanga Maharaj. They said, any boon that you like, just tell us what you want. He said, I want to know when I will die. That's all he wanted. He said, oh, your death is just now coming. He said, thank you very much. He took shelter of Krishna, got immediately liberated. So we may not be so fortunate to get instant liberation, you see. But we can get gradual liberation by sticking to this process. You don't gradually overcome your jaundice just by taking one piece of sugar. It'd be nice if I could just pop one sugar candy and my jaundice is immediately gone. But it doesn't happen that way. You have to gradually take it. You keep taking that sugar candy. It tastes so horrible, you want to spit it out. But you take it because your doctor has ordered you to take it. So in this way, we take to this process, even though it sometimes is difficult to follow this process. We stick to it faithfully. And day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, decade by decade, magic happens. There's a transformation of consciousness. And you actually come to that point. As Prabhupada told me in that letter, he said, now you just become qualified to see Krishna face to face. When you become completely cured of all the material tendencies of the heart, which you've been holding on to for millions and billions of lifetimes, when you finally get free of all of those and your only desire is to love Krishna and serve Krishna and be absorbed in Krishna Sangha, Krishna meditation for all of eternity, that's when Krishna fully manifests. So we have to be patient. But we're going to achieve something greater than even having the post of Lord Brahma. Each one of us will actually wake up in our transcendental relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world. Our svarupas will one day be revealed to us simply through this process of chanting Hare Krishna. We'll actually one day realize who we actually are in Krishna's pastimes. Now we're sitting here in Pune. Just imagine if we could all be sitting in Goloka Vrindavan with Krishna on the bank of the Jamuna and Krishna's there, and cowherd boys or cowherd girls or whatever, peacocks, cuckoos, whatever our identity is, you see. Just imagine that someday we'll all be in the spiritual world remembering this morning we had here in Pune. Papa said in the spiritual world you can actually remember what you went through and how you came back to Krishna consciousness. So we can actually, in the spiritual world, we will remember this day when we all talked about this here at ISKCON Pune, NVCC. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.